News Talk 1620 WTAW, veterans and spouses of deceased veterans who need legal assistance. Here's an opportunity for you to visit with lawyers. They're members of the Houston Bar and the Brazos County Bar. This is Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the Bryan American Legion Post at Highway 21 and Waco. Visiting with the president-elect of the Houston Bar Association, Laura Gibson, about what is offered on Saturday in Bryan and offered year-round in Houston.
The Houston Bar Association, combined with the Houston Bar Foundation's Veterans Legal Initiative, in cooperation with the Brazos County Bar Association, is hosting a veterans clinic this Saturday, August 2nd, from 9 to noon at the American Legion Post 159, which is located at 101 Waco Street, Bryan, Texas, 77803. And we really want all of the veterans in the College Station Bryan community to come out. You don't need an appointment. If you have a legal issue that involves documentation, it may be helpful to the lawyers who are volunteering if you bring that information with you. But if you don't have the documentation and need legal assistance, you're welcome to come without it. As I said, you don't need an appointment, and any veteran or spouse of a deceased veteran has the opportunity this Saturday to sit down with a volunteer attorney to receive one-on-one advice and counsel on any legal issue that they're dealing with. Additionally, if the veteran needs ongoing representation and meets the income eligibility requirements, which are essentially not having income more than 300% over the poverty level, then we may be in a position to place their case with a volunteer from the Houston Volunteer Lawyers to provide continuing assistance to them.
If you could talk a little bit about how this program all began.
Travis Sales was one of our past presidents of the Houston Bar Association, and he had a presidential initiative which was to serve the veterans in our community. Travis's father, Jim Sales, is a veteran and has been a long-time tireless volunteer to providing benefits to veteran attorneys. The program was so successful that Terry Tottenham, president of the state bar who followed Travis, asked Travis and the Houston Bar Association whether we would have any opposition to the state bar taking the program to a national level, a statewide level. And, of course, our goal was to help as many veterans as possible, so we had no objection to them basically taking the template and the programs that we had established under Travis's presidential year and taking them to a statewide level. And so this clinic on Saturday is a continuation of those efforts. We really appreciate the service of our veterans and want to make sure that they have the opportunity to have access to our justice system. And so that's why we do this clinic periodically in the Bryan College Station area. We had one in January, and we'll be having this one again in August and another one in the future.
Continuing my visit with Laura Gibson, the president-elect of the Houston Bar Association, talking about Saturday morning's opportunity for veterans and spouses of deceased veterans to get free legal assistance thanks to the Houston Bar and the Brazos County Bar, Saturday morning, 9 until noon at the Bryan American Legion at Highway 21 in Waco. I see in the information that y'all provided us that this was established in 2008, and since then, more than 9,500 veterans have been served. The first thought offhand editorially, it's unfortunate that veterans need to have this kind of assistance, but on the flip side, what a great offer by members of the Houston and the Brazos County Bar to make this happen.
It really is a program, and it's one that really brings gratification to our volunteers who serve, because there is no more special feeling than to be able to give back in a way that lawyers are uniquely qualified to give by helping a veteran or the veteran's family member work through the legal process so that they can get the legal assistance they need and get access to justice.
What are some of the typical topics that your lawyers will run across, and what are some things that veterans might say, well, no, they're not going to consider these things, and then they're surprised when they find out, yeah, they can receive assistance?
The times I have volunteered for the veterans clinics, the problems don't really differ very much from the problems we see from the people who attend our other pro bono clinics. Those that I recall being very typical are landlord-tenant issues, tax issues, benefits issues, and it's important to know that there will be a representative on Saturday from the Texas Veterans Commission who will be available to answer questions on VA benefits. We can deal with pretty much any legal issue the veteran or his family or her family member is experiencing. We aren't able to provide ongoing representation in the handling of criminal matters, but there will be volunteers on hand on Saturday to walk the veterans through any criminal issues. So any legal issue that they have, we're prepared to address at this clinic, and if we can't handle the work, we'll steer them in the right direction.
So it's not just something that has to deal with the military.
No, not at all. We handle family law issues, consumer law issues, wills and probate, taxes, disabilities, real estate issues. Civil litigation of all type is what we're prepared to provide a great deal of assistance on Saturday.
In addition to what you're doing on Saturday in Bryan to serve the Bryan College Station area, for those who may not be able to attend Saturday, and we have listeners who live outside of Brazos County, and we'll post this online so there will be people from who knows where that'll be listening. But if they're in between Brazos County and Houston, I see where the Houston Bar also provides services in Houston proper as well as other surrounding communities.
Right. We host a veterans clinic every Friday afternoon at the DeBakey Clinic. I think it's around 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock every Friday afternoon except for major holidays. And we have lawyers on staff there who can provide legal assistance on those occasions as well. And if any of your listeners at 1620 Radio have any questions, they can visit our website, which is www.hba.org, or they can call 713-759-1133, and we'll be happy to answer those questions.
And I'll post the phone number on the website with the online story with this interview as well. Is there anything else that I've missed that the local listeners need to know about Saturday?
No, we really appreciate the support of the Brazos County Bar Association and especially the generosity and hospitality of the American Legion Post in allowing us to use their facility, and the Veteran Resource Center at Texas A&M University has been very instrumental in working with us on this clinic, and as they say, it takes a village, and our village is ready, prepared, and able at 9 o'clock beginning on Saturday to address the legal questions that the veterans in your community have for which they need assistance.
Thanks again to Laura Gibson, the president-elect of the Houston Bar Association, for the information about Saturday morning's legal clinic, again, free to veterans and spouses of deceased veterans, Saturday morning, 9 till noon, at the American Legion Post at Highway 21 in Waco in Bryan. There will also be a representative from the Texas Veterans Commission on hand to answer questions about VA benefits. More information is online at hba.org, phone number 713-759-1133. All this information also online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620, WTAW.